All right, let's do some 1:30 news. Without Jake. And a sponsor.
Raising Cane's.
Wait, you're supposed to introduce me.
Yeah.
You ruined the whole show.
Here's Dan with the 1:30 news.
This will be a quickie. Get back on time a little bit. New Orleans. Last night they were evacuating parts of New Orleans as the city braces for a possible hurricane.
Oh, no. Not again.
I believe this one's name is Barry. Batty.
Batty.
do you watch Barry?
No.
Obviously not, or else you would have just been...
I would have been on the
rolling
floor
on the floor laughing.
R-O-F-L.
There are some people out there that are going nuts right now. R-O-T-F-L. That's right. Anyway, yeah, they're evacuating parts of New Orleans. Tropical Storm Barry. They could, let's see, National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says that pockets of Louisiana might have as much as 25 inches of rain over the weekend.
I saw people swimming, like swimming on the streets already.
Like there's been that much flooding?
Yes. It's crazy.
Early Saturday could be landfall for the hurricane. There's a hurricane warning in effect. So this is what you get. You want to live on the water? It's great living on the water, isn't it? But I do think my non-risk-taking nature, I live in a good place for that.
For sure.
We don't have earthquakes. We don't have hurricanes.
Just really random weather and random, like, pop-up tornado warnings, like, every Sunday. But nothing terrible, too terrible has happened yet, knock on wood.
Yeah, so flash flooding... all that kind of stuff is going to happen.
That's scary.
But do you know anything about New Orleans? Like, are they more secure now because of Katrina? Did they say, man, we really messed this up. Let's go ahead and fix this for the next hurricane. Or
you would have to assume, right? Like, they're going to be better prepared if it were to happen again because it was so catastrophic. So... hopefully it won't. I mean, hopefully they're better prepared. And I don't know. A lot of people left and haven't been back, right? Like, moved other places after that.
Counterpoint, hopefully they're not better prepared and it's just extreme chaos again.
I think...
No one's ever saying that. You never hear a news guy saying, I hope they're not prepared for this.
That's true.
I just wanted to be that guy.
And do you ever feel a little bad, like, when you see these terrible weather stories and you just kind of move on after reading it because it's not here, because it's not you?
All the time.
I do that, and then I feel really bad that I just did that. And then I go back and I try to read more about it because I realize I'm being a big jerk.
But I feel like that's one of the reasons we love this job. Like, we goof around, we mess around, we're like your escape, right?
Yeah.
And you read a story about somebody starving in Africa or, like, you know, millions of people. And you're like, let's go over here. Oh, Zuccarello is signing with Minnesota. I'm pissed. You
back
know,
to
like,
sports.
Yeah. Don't you
all
feel
of
like
a sudden.
To be mad and angry and concerned about our fantasy world that we live in?
It is a fantasy world.
That seems more fun.
I noticed that with you two also when we were in the tornado warning and I was like freaking out. And you guys, you have to do your show. You can't, like, stop down and freak out about a tornado warning. But y'all were so calm, cool, and collected and just kind of like, whatever.
Probably that's when Julie was hiding in the bathroom.
I was hiding, yeah.
For real?
No.
Oh, okay. But you were...
She was asking. She's like, do we need to go take shelter?
There, I'm like, what happens if there's a tornado right here? Like, I can't be doing tickers when I die.
Did you see the news lady?
Let me be doing something cooler.
The news lady in L.A.?
Yeah.
The viral video of when an earthquake started shaking there.
Yes, I saw
studio
that.
And she ducked down below the desk.
Right? You can't plan for those kind of things. But hey, good television, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. If you want to go viral.
Hey.
I mean, she was fine. She didn't get hurt, so we can say that.
You know, things go viral in this world for so many different reasons.
They do.
And that is a quick edition of the 1:30 news.
That's called the drop third strike.
Hold on there, killer. We'll get back to that. So what we have up next, we wanted to set aside a good piece of time for a reality show. Not really big into the reality show myself. I know you maybe dive in there a little more than I do, Julie.
Guilty.
If I understand your bachelorette love.
Yes.
Or bachelor or whatever. Both, right?
Any, all of the above. The whole franchise.
Anyway, there's a show similar to that. It's called Marrying Millions, and it stars Josh Hamilton's wife, and it's somewhat fascinating. Let's get into it next.